hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM shortwave talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. In studio with us today, Steve Shank of eFoodsDirect.com.
Hey, it's the J. Michael Stevens Group.
That's my website, man. Hey, it sounds more dignified than the eFoods Direct. That was my webmaster that came up with that.
You know, you got to say it right. It's the J. Michael Stevens Group. Yeah.
Do you know this is Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock?
Well, that's why I can pick on you. You've had a whole week to be beat on.
Well, and you're lucky I even know my name today.
I understand. That's why I'm here.
The J. Michael Stevens Group, the website, eFoodsDirect.com.
Yes, 800-409-5633.
There is a preparedness training seminar going on tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, sponsored by the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is going to be tomorrow at Wingate Inn. Is that on the east side of 35?
Yeah, it's on the east side of 35 at exit 253.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, because I didn't even know.
And we are going to start promptly at 10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Wingate Inn, 1209 North IH-35 in Round Rock, Texas. At the door, per person, $25. It'll be the best $25 you've ever spent in your life, folks. I guarantee it. $30 for couples, so bring your wife, a significant other, and spend another $5 to get in. This is going to be one heck of a seminar, and this is not geared. And let me tell you folks this again. This is not a hawk shock here, you know, to come in and shock you and then hawk the wares. This is to give you information, to get you straight around, to get you on the right track, that you are prepared. And I mean prepared.
And this is what you do. What you do is you wrap up all of your problems and your worries and your fears and your wonderings, and you bring them there, and we will give you the answers. We have three absolute experts that can match anybody in the country, and then one guy that's the definition of the expert, that's me, is a drip under pressure.
And a question that was, is this phoned into us? Is there going to be a Q&A after the seminar?
There's going to be Q&A stuff during the seminar, after the seminar, and anytime you've got questions.
And what I did was I went out and bought a particular piece of electronic stuff that, and this always happens. If anybody's ever seen a presentation, you get questions from the audience, and the speaker's going, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. But never hears the question. And if they're smart enough, they'll repeat the question, but not always. So we're going to have a microphone available tomorrow. So all of your questions, all of you bright people out there with your intense want-to-know questions, that will be on the DVD. So we'll have the intelligent questions, and we'll have the intelligent answers.
And we might have some of the others, too.
I don't want to think about that. We'll be right back with more of your calls, 800-313-9443.
Hi,
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633. Don't forget your advanced reservations for the Austin Preparedness Training Seminar. Call 800-605-5868.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. By the way, Hubert, are you going to be there tomorrow? You are. Are you going to bring your wife? Oh, well, we'll get her to go. Just give me the address. We'll get her. All right. Let's go back to the phones here. Patrick in Kentucky. How you doing, Pat?
Hi, John. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
You have a lot of, whether you all like it or not, you have a lot of good callers on your network that I believe, in my case and in many people's cases, who have, you know, lost their lives due to illnesses, poverty, you name it, as a result, all kinds of things. You know, we need the, I know you don't want to hear this, but, you know, we need to have the Word of God, you know, open up in a way on this show as it has been to take care of us. You know, when we're so bogged down with so much information,
but I'm
knowledge,
not
just from this show,
yeah,
but from things we've known for a long time, and where we just don't know what to do. We've got so much stuff going on, and all we know how to do is sit here and listen to this network who you know that can you know, that we can agree with for a change, that knows what's going on, you know, and we just, you know, we need God to move in our lives, you know.
That's true, but the interesting thing is,
and I know that God helps those who help themselves.
No, that's not the point. The interesting thing, you got to realize. Let me divest myself here a little bit of what we're talking about. One of the premises that we're dealing with in the preparedness seminar is you got to realize the reason that we know about the New World Order and all the stuff that's going on is it comes from the Scriptures.
Right.
But here's the interesting thing that a lot of Christians don't realize. The Scriptures are broken down into three categories. There's this historical, and that tells what happened. There is the commandment, which tells you what you should do and what you shouldn't do and what works and what doesn't work. But then the last thing is what we're dealing with. It's the prophecy. And those people who listen to the prophecy and understand how God is trying to help them will have God in their lives because they have done what he asks them to. So very simply, what we're doing with the seminar is we're taking what the Scriptures have told us and we're giving people what to do about it and what God says they need to do. If God says there's going to be a famine, Charlie, if you don't put in food, you're going to fry because God told you and you were warned.
Yeah. I'm talking about those of us who have nothing, who all we have is this program to listen to. And, you know, I mean, being taken care of by others and already. I mean, you know, whether you call that the millstone already thrown around our necks or whatever you call it. I mean, you know, for those of us who just, you know, we need, you know, some kind of move of God or something, you know. I mean, yeah. We know what to do. If we had the money, it'd be great.
Yeah. One of the reasons that people have challenges is so that they have an opportunity to get on their knees and ask God for help.
Right.
That's what Christians do.
Yeah.
And he promises that if you ask and you sincerely believe that you'll be given, he will give you the answer.
And Patrick, and I am doing what I'm required to do.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I know that. I'm not saying that you're not. But my point here is that we all need to do what we need to do. I have complete faith that God knows exactly what he's doing. I don't spend a whole lot of time sitting around questioning it.
I'm not just talking to you guys. I'm talking to those who are listening.
No, I understand that. Some of the people who listen to this network don't even believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And that's their thing. And if you're a person that believes, well, then you know this guy is going to hell in a handbasket. You know, but,
right. But
what we're concerned about here at this network and with this country, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll climb in a foxhole with an atheist any day if he's watching my back. If he believes in freedom and he loves liberty and he loves his country, well, he may not know the true history of it, but at least we're going to give him one more day to survive that he has a chance to do what he needs to do.
And they say there are no atheists in the foxhole, but speaking of atheists, you heard about the atheist that was out swimming in the ocean, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, he was out swimming in the ocean, and all of a sudden he looked behind him, and there's this big dorsal fin. It was a shark coming up on him, and he started paddling like crazy for shore, and he figured out he wasn't going to make it. And as the shark's mouth started to open on his heels, he screamed at the heavens, "God, I know you know that I don't believe in you, but please make that shark a Christian." And so all of a sudden the waves stopped and the sun stopped in its cycle around the earth and everything happened. Everything just froze and there was a shot of thunder and a bunch of lightning and this voice said, "It is done." And then everything went back into freeze frame into action. And he was paddling and the shark was gaining on him and all of a sudden the shark's mouth opened and then it closed and he backed away. And the guy stopped paddling, looked back at the shark and said, "My gosh, it worked." And then he noticed the shark was bowing his head, and the shark was bowing his head, and he said, "Dear Lord, I thank thee for the bounty of which I'm about to receive."
There's something else we don't have a whole lot in this movement, and that's humor. Patrick, I thank you for your call, sir.
Okay.
You take care. I've never heard that one before. Wade, where are we at here? Are we keeping up with our board? I think that was Patrick. Wade in Tennessee. Hello, Wade. How you doing?
How are y'all doing tonight?
Good. Good.
I just wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about your plans for your food. How much are they and all that stuff?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'd rather have you, first of all, do you have web access?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you would look up efoodsdirect.com.
And that's the J. Michael Stevens Group.
Yeah, the J. Michael Stevens Group.
Okay.
you can get on there and you can see what we suggest. Now, you'll also notice that we don't have any pricing on that, and we do that for a reason. But once you have a chance to look at that.
What is the reason?
Price traps set by retailers.
Okay.
And what will happen is they'll copy one of the programs, one of the year supplies that we do, and then they'll put in a whole bunch of filler so that they reduce the value but they increase the profit margin. And then they'll if we put prices up there, they'll pull things in about $100.50 cheaper than what we do for a year's supply. And people who don't know any different become price shoppers, and they'll buy this crap, this stuff. And they'll end up getting ripped off. So to prevent people from that, we don't put prices on. But what you do is you get on there, and you can either email us from there and ask us for pricing, and we'll call you, go through what you need, where your how many in your family, pricing, and however you want to go. And the rule of thumb is when you put in food supplies, it should be about 40% less than what you spend for groceries for a year supply.
Okay. And one other question or statement. Where I work, they have put out a form for us to tell us that if this supposedly bird flu happens, that we are required to stay at our job until the pandemic is over. And they told us that, you know, if it happens, they will put guards out here to make sure that we stay on our post and all that stuff. Let everybody know that it is happening.
I don't know. I don't want to know exactly where you're working, but it's not governmental, is it?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Well, that probably is then. Well, here's the thing. Nobody's going to tell me what I need to do and where I need to go, because I know one thing, that I'm going to be better prepared. I don't care if it's nuclear. I don't care if it's chemical or biological. I don't care if it's a food crisis. I don't care if it's water shortages. I don't care what it is. If I've got some clown standing there with a gun that's telling me that I can't move and I've got to be pandered to by we're just here to help you crowd, you better be damn good with that gun. I got to tell you that right now. You better be real good with it.
And you see,
y'all are very good, and I appreciate all the knowledge that y'all bring out to all of us that need it, and more people need it too.
Well, but you know, knowledge is power, but it's power to act. And the only thing that we're trying desperately to get people to do is get off the dime and go do something.
Yeah, that's the thing, right there.
Here's something you got to remember. And listeners, listen to this. It's a good slogan. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free. So there.
All right. Hey, Wade.
Y'all have a good day.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate your call. He works for the government somewhere, somehow.
He's got to. Yeah.
Yeah, because they will lock him down. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, I got to be honest with you. I still can't believe after all these years I'm sitting here talking about this.
I know.
I've been sounding the horn here, been the watchman on the wall for going on 14 years. And we still have people out there that are in the stage play that they think that, you know, that they're going to be able to go to the grocery store every week, and they're going to be able to go to their job and come home, kiss the wife and play with the kids and feed the dog and do all of these things. They ain't got a clue. They don't know what's coming.
Yeah, and they hide from it. And the best way to avoid hiding from it
is
to face it and get the answers.
There you go.
It's so simple.
This seminar, ladies and gentlemen, I think we can take up to, 400 tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think we got space for 400 tomorrow. We'll tell you what the event is tomorrow, how to get there, and how much.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. If you're in driving distance of Austin, Texas, the Republic Broadcasting Network is bringing the experts of the Fearless Radio Task Force into Round Rock, Texas, Saturday, October 28th. They will provide a preparedness training seminar all day long from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is not a sales expo. This is hardcore, take control of your life training for and solutions to the problems everyone else can't handle. Admission for advanced reservations is $20 and $25 for couples. Admission at the door is $25 and $30 for couples. Call 800-605-5868 for a recorded summary of the program and to leave your name, phone number, email address, and the number of people you're bringing. That's 800-605-5868. For email, contact us at steve@efoodsdirect.com.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or C, the floral and fruit basket, for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
A remix of what is it? A Buffalo Springfield? Who does that remix? Well, it is Buffalo Springfield, but it's a remix. That's not the way it was originally recorded. But anyhow, that's one of those little-known mysteries and facts out there. Ruth in Texas. Hello, Ruth.
Hello, John. What I'm calling about is can a propane tank, you know, the large propane tanks in the backyard, can they be converted over for storing gasoline with a stabilizer in it?
Well, all a gasoline storage tank is a non-pressurized tank, and if your propane tank works, it can be, but I wouldn't probably want to.
I mean, disconnected from the house and then with just a hand pump type thing on it.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
A tank is a tank.
Yeah.
Gas.
I mean, if that's the case, even a fish tank will do. just something that holds liquid. Probably one of the better ways to do that, and what I did during Y2K, just in case, is I used the 50-gallon blue drums.
Is that the same drums that milk producers use for the raw milk?
Well, the blue drums usually are water storage barrels that are food grade, so they don't off gas into the food. But for gasoline, you can just anything that doesn't leak is pretty good.
And the gasoline won't eat through the blue plastic.
No, it won't.
No, because it's the same. It's just a food grade of polypropylene. If you notice, most of the little portable gas cans that you have now isn't a can anymore. It's polypropylene.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the thing is that John is just a master of overkill. He spent a lot more money for a blue one, which would be water grade than what he'd had to do for gasoline. But
what you didn't know, Mr. Shank, is these were barrels I had left over from Y2K.
At
a big order that we made, and I just looked at it and said, "Hey, that'll hold gasoline."
Oh, so instead of being overkill, he's being efficient.
There
and
you
economical.
Go. Economical. Very using what's at hand.
What about the large garbage cans? Like 50 gallons.
The problem with gasoline is it evaporates, and there's no sense in trying to stabilize the fuel if it's open to the air. You want is something that is pretty airtight and sealed.
Okay.
Yeah, depending on, I mean, gasoline, if you store it right in the proper temperature with the stabilizers, it'll stay good for over a year and a half.
That's what I'm wondering, because I want to get this phone number again for the food. I got 409, and then I got the 33, but I didn't get that.
It's 800-409-5633.
5633.
One more time, Mr. Shank.
800-409-5633.
Okay, and also just a comment about some of the stuff that other people have been saying is like,
Tell us how good we are and what neat guys we are because of the material we're covering that makes people feel good about themselves and about the fact that they have solutions to all the problems that everybody's worried about.
Well, I think you're extremely good.
I love you. What is that lady's name?
That is Ruth in Texas.
Right. And, because to me you're the best out there, because you do have, try to solve the thing instead of just... Information's no good without action.
There you go.
Now listen to this.
As far as people, sitting around, God, I'm a Christian myself, but he's waking his people up and saying, come out and get prepared, He's not going to drop manna down to feed the enemy and the friend both.
Hey, amen, sister. You've said it right.
You got to take care of yourself. That's why he's waking people up, And like some people won't wake up, but as far as I'm concerned, they're already sealed, And
there
so
you go.
They are what they are, And
it is what it is.
It is what it is,
yeah.
And you better get ready.
Ruth, you going to be at the seminar tomorrow?
I won't be able to make it.
What?
I wish I could.
What else do you have going on? A sick relative that's in the hospital and ICU, or
are you in the hospital in ICU?
Just not real good transportation, is what it is. But
well, what you need to do is go find yourself a convert, someone that you feel needs to be saved from the problems of this world at this time, and drag them in there and tell them, I need a ride.
There you go.
Let you go.
Well, I've honestly been thinking about that. This one family that, she went through the Y2K thing with me at the same time. We reminded each other.
You've got to act. You've got to get that woman in here. The intention is not good enough. The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I know it.
So get down there and see us tomorrow, and thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, dear. I appreciate it. And again, folks, this event is tomorrow at 10 a.m., and it's going to last to 9 p.m. There will be question and answers during and after. And this is going to be at the Wingate Inn at 1209 North IH-35 in Round Rock, Texas. This is the Fearless Radio Liberty Task Force. All right? We're going to tell you everything you need to know. And if you think you're prepared, if I were you, I'd spend the $25 to see if we're right. Or
that'd
if you're right.
Thing.
Yeah. That would be a good thing.
I've had
so many people tell me, Steve, oh, I'm ready, I'm prepared. All I have to do is talk to them for a couple of minutes and go, well, gee, I never thought about that.
Uh-huh. But can you afford to be wrong?
1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bill in Kansas, you're up next with Steve Schenck.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi, Bill.
I've listened to that network and the other one for quite some time now. And it seems to me that I am I'm in this field as well as in most other places, I'm Mr. 1%. I've been living in a van which I built in a camper inside of for going on 12 years now. And I look around me and I see basically that everything is packaged for those of us who want to carry on in such a way that we better be in a group, or it's not practical. A number 10 can of food is not going to be of any use to me after my first meal.
Why?
Because I have no refrigeration.
You don't need it.
You better not
use refrigeration.
After I open this can, it's never going to spoil.
Well,
what you're telling me.
No.
Never is a long, long time. Here's
well,
the deal.
But it's not going to spoil in the amount of time it would take me to not get tired of eating the same thing time after time.
Let me put it this way. in a normal year's supply of food that you use number 10 cans, providing you're using vacuum demoisturized food, which is very, very dry. The reason we use number 10 cans, which is about a gallon, is that you're going to be eating a variety of food. And when you open that can, if you'll use the plastic lids that a good supplier will give you with it, if you'll use those lids, they fit the cans kind of like Tupperware lids, and it will have a year's shelf life once it's opened. And the assumption is that you don't eat all green peas until they're gone. You eat a green pea, you know, eat a serving of green peas this week and maybe a couple next week, and you've got a whole year to eat that can of green peas.
Okay, so we're talking about dehydrated food here.
Oh, absolutely. It's the only, only thing you can store.
Well, hopefully, hopefully then you would provide me with a supply of dehydrated water to go with it.
Yes, that comes in number 10 cans also.
Yeah, and, all 1 gallon can will make 100,000 gallons.
This is a problem that I've had, and I'd be an owner of a Berkey water filter, but for the fact that it is completely and totally impractical for life in a mobile mode like I've had for 12 years.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because of the fact that it's not designed to fill it with water and drive down the road with it.
Well,
it takes up a lot of room.
Hold on a second. You know, you're describing things. I don't know. I've never had a call quite like this. But you wouldn't drive your van down the road and try to sleep, would you? There are times to do things, and there are times not to do things. If you've got the proper Berkey, what you do is you run your water through the Berkey while you're sleeping. Then you put it in a container that's got a lid on it, and you put it in the storage. And you don't have to worry about anything sloshing around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that once again, that's very good.
Dadgummit, John, you ought to teach people about storage and preparing.
I can't
you
make
it. You ought to run a tutorial program on a regular basis.
There you go.
But, Bill, the one thing I can't make people do is think.
Oh, well, you can make us think. What you need to do is to run programs that make us think better.
There you go.
Because most of the thinking that the average American does is tailored to what he is to carry on from what he's picked up off of the moron.
That is absolutely right. And you know the two things people hate more than anything else in this world to do is to think and decide. And thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Bill.
The most important thing that somebody can do is throw away the TV.
There you go. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate your call. Yeah, your program is on. Are you going to tell the listeners about your program on this network? Are you going to make me do it?
Well, let's see. The program that we have is on between 6 and 8 o'clock every Sunday evening. And it is intended to be actually a classroom on the air where we try and tell people what they are needing to know about getting prepared. The whole objective is to run this differently than it has ever been done before, because this is the mainstream of what the Republic Broadcasting Network is trying to do, and that is to tell you the answers to the problems that we have in getting prepared.
Now, I was going to sit here and not say a word until he spoke, and he wasn't going to do it until I spoke. But I busted up laughing.
You got to realize that I've been in sales for 25 years, and one of the first things you do is when you make your final statement, you shut up. And wait until the other guy talks.
Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
In regards to the last caller, you know, I have children, and, you know, I would wish my children, rather than have, if there was a choice between a genius IQ and common sense, I'd rather have them have common sense.
Yeah, my daddy used to refer to a sister of mine who has a PhD and a whole bunch of book learning as an educated idiot.
I know a few of those. What I was going to ask was, maybe you could explain to me and the listeners, there is a difference in different types of freeze-dried food. I know that the quality of the food to begin with has a lot to do with its nutritional shelf life. Could you give some explanation as to the quality that you use and how long you can actually expect to get maximum nutritional value out of it as the years go by, should you be unfortunate enough to have, say, some of the food lasting, say, 3 to 5 years.
Well, at the expense of wasting too much time on this, for the rest of the listeners, it would, you know, very simply, most people don't realize that freeze-dried is not what we recommend just because it tends to be quite expensive. It's not that it's not good. It's just it's quite expensive. It takes a lot of space. But with the a proper quality of vacuum demoisturized food or dehydrated food, the co-op functions differently than most retailers. What we do is we will only deal with suppliers that dry from fresh raw, and as a result, it retains about 92% of the food value that it had in the garden. We expect we will not deal with any suppliers in ordering on your behalf unless they can guarantee at least a 12 to 15 year shelf life. And you can assume that the food will drop in nutrition about 0.5% a year for the first 7 years. After that, it kind of stabilizes.
Well, that's quite good.
It is.
I am fascinated. I didn't know that. Why didn't you tell me that before?
Well, because you didn't ask.
Well, you're right. In order to get the right answer, you got to ask the right question.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're not a lawyer in your other life, are you?
No, that's my evil twin.
Anything else, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, I know that canned food from the grocery store basically loses its nutritional value fairly rapidly. I'm guessing a year or
Let me hit kangaroos real fast. It is not storable food. It is only usage. It loses 35 to 40% of its nutrition just in the processing because it has the daylights cooked out of it. It has no enzymes left, which you need for digestion. And so if you're going to put canned goods in, put only in that which you will use within the first 6 months. Otherwise, it's a total waste of your money.
So heat is what destroys nutritional value. You want to basically do this through dehydration, which is what you do.
And that's to say if this was grown in good soil to begin with and not burned out by chemical fertilizers, it looks good, but its nutritional value just coming out of the ground is not worth the powder to blow it up with. And then you turn around, cook the snot out of it, and then you put it in a can.
Snot?
Well,
oh, my gosh, man. We're talking about food here.
Well, that's what it is. It's canned snot. You might as well.
You cook the living daylights out of it. And it is no good when you finish.
There's no chance, though, I suppose, that the food that gets dehydrated is organic quality, is it?
It would be nice. We call it. We order only what is considered clean grown. If you tried to do the organic, some of the items are organic because we're able to do that. But if you went strictly organic, it would be too costly. People wouldn't be able to afford it.
Yeah. Now we do have a supplier, and I knew this wasn't going to step on your toes, but we do have a supplier that's connected with the network that does exactly that. That he offers the gourmet, organically grown, and it is expensive.
Yeah.
But we're dealing with people out there that have all different types of income levels and whatever. I mean, it's all relative.
Well, and the interesting thing is the co-op is capable of ordering anything that you'd like. But the bottom line is we're trying to get as many people, get as much food out of those warehouses as they possibly can into their homes and into their control. And they have to get years' worth. And so dealing with a three-month supply of high-cost organically grown stuff is not going to do the job.
All right. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right. We appreciate it.
I took over my tongue enough for that one, one call.
Well, evidently, we have a very smart audience out there because we don't have any more calls.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They know everything we tried to teach them.
Well, and that
they've learned it all.
That means we can retire, Steve.
There's no more place for me.
We can go down to Hawaii and sit on the beaches and drink the little drinks with the umbrellas sticking in them. Our job's done. Don't you feel better?
I'm so soothed and I feel so comforted.
Why do I have an idea that what I just said is categorically absolutely untrue?
I don't know.
Because it is. Yeah, what I started to say before, and we have a problem in this country. The fear factor is a big part of it. You know, they just don't know.
You know what? That's another thing that really bugs me. You keep saying things that just really tick me off.
Well,
here's what gets me. We have a heavy Christian influence. In fact, one of the things that we're going to start our seminar tomorrow with is a different pledge of allegiance than people have heard before.
I pledge allegiance to George Bush, my God and Savior.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that. I mean, that's sacrilegious. It messes me up. I can't think when you do things like that.
I'm sorry.
But
so is George, but he doesn't know it yet. But that's okay.
But you see, we have a heavy... This country is based on Christian principles. Tell me this. What's the absolute opposite of faith? It's called fear. The opposite of faith is fear. Very simple. If we're going to exercise faith, we better do something. It's called get rid of the fear. The only way you can get rid of fear is to have the answers to the problems that cause you to be afraid.
I can remember a guy by the name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt saying, "There is nothing to fear
but fear itself." And even if I don't think much of old Franklin
was a card-carrying communist Roosevelt? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's true. If we can eliminate fear, and the one way to eliminate fear in any life is to get rid of dependency. And somehow we've gotten back to this same subject.
It's a biggie, because this is the one that pulls my hair out. That we could be done and over with this already if people would have followed my advice 14 years ago. Get more active, get educated, get involved, get your friends and your neighbors. You know what I hear back most of the time?
"Well, I try to talk to my family, but they think I'm crazy." That's right. I hear it all the time.
And you know what? I've had people come to me that were in marital dispute. Either the wife is against the husband or the husband is against the wife. And, you know, I forgive me for saying this, folks, but my advice, I remember like this, it was like yesterday. And they walked up to me and they had their small children with them. And they're all looking at me and they're having this problem. And the man says, "Well, you know, she's just not going along with it." And I looked at him and I said, "You know, I said, you can get another wife, but you can't get another country. It ain't that easy."
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked at me. The wife looked at me. They looked at each other and they walked away. We were in the same spot, I think it was 2 weeks later, giving another seminar. The same family approached me, looked at me, and the guy shook my hand. And he said, "You know what? What you did is you put this in a proper perspective, because we are what we have. Mm-hmm. And either we work together with each other and we lock arms together and we become this family once again, or we're not."
No, absolutely.
No, nobody had ever told them that before, but they were sitting there gnashing their teeth, you know, ranting and everything else and pitting one against the other. And it was like, wait a minute. We're married. We're a man and wife. We've got children here. We have to work together. So yeah. That put it in its proper perspective. And to my knowledge, to this day, they're just happy as a couple clams.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm glad, Steve, I really am glad that you talk about this, because this is one of my sore spots. Something that gets me really upset is when I'm constantly dealing with people with fear. And I don't know how to handle it anymore. I tell people all the time, "I'm sorry, I don't understand your fear. I don't get it. I am not fearful. I don't have to, when I cross the street, I don't look and see if somebody's going to run me over. I don't worry about somebody busting into my house. I don't worry when I'm in this network. I don't worry about this at all. What worries me is people out there with their worries. I don't know how to get rid of their worries." Because they'll find, as soon as you find a reason for them not to worry... My mother, you want to talk about sacrilege, it's not nice to talk about the dead. Excuse me, Mom. But my mom was a worrier.
Mm-hmm.
She was a constant, she was always worrying about something. And I looked at her one day and I said, "Mom," I said, "you know, one of these days you may not have anything to worry about." And I said, "But you know what? You're going to worry about it." She had this funny look on her face. I said, "You're going to worry about, you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
You're going to keep worrying." Nature, human nature, what it is. Folks, if you take the steps necessary to eliminate the fear from your life, I don't know what Georgie Bush is going to do tomorrow. I don't think George Bush knows what he's going to do tomorrow. We can probably and honestly say with most certainty it's not going to be good. We know this.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
You know, everybody knows and is watching the plan that, I guess, the New World Order, Mr. Bush, and all of the people have. Everybody is watching that plan. How many of them have their own plan? Is your plan, my friend, simply to watch their plan unfold? Or do you have a plan of your own?
There's a guy standing in there laughing right now because Hubert, great guy. He said, you know, we're focusing too much on what they're doing.
That's right.
We're too busy being defensive instead of offensive.
That's right.
So when we get ourselves prepared and come hell or high water, whatever
You've
happens.
You got a plan.
You got a plan.
Right.
And so we can continue with our mission here of what we're trying to do to inform other people. And people, boy, they get all bunged out of shape about this because they try to look at themselves as their success level. You know, most people in business, you know, if you're not successful, chances are you're going to go belly up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have. People are unsuccessful in relationships until they figure out what the problem is, either with themselves or whatever. But everybody has a tendency to gauge themselves on their successes. And I hear all the time, Steve, that, well, I talk to people and, you know, I can't get anybody to listen to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, stop talking.
That's right.
Stop talking and do something else.
What's your plan?
What's your plan?
To keep talking about what the bad guys are doing?
Yeah.
Spend all of your time trying to convert somebody to believing you that the bad guys are doing stuff? Why should they listen to you? However, if you've got a plan, if you've got a plan and you're doing your plan, they will see that you have solutions, so they don't need to be afraid of the problems, and they'll talk to you.
Well, and I maybe I'm a better communicator or a better listener than most people are because I have a high success rate when I talk to people. The first thing that I do is I don't waste a whole lot of time talking at them. I'll engage them, and it could be very simple. I could be talking about the weather or, you know, boy, what kind of car wax do you use? Your car looks nice. Something to break the ice to start an exchange. I then let them tell me what their fears and concerns are, and then I spoon-feed them a little bit of information. Once they recognize that I'm not somebody that is impressed with themselves, that I'm walking around with this basket full of knowledge that I could save the planet with, that they're talking to some guy that knows a little bit more than they do about a particular subject, then I get them. They start to ask me the questions.
Mm-hmm.
People have forgotten how to communicate with each other.
That proves an interesting point. Most people assume that they're going to be able to convince somebody of something. Here's the law, and you just pointed out very aptly, there is no such thing as a teacher. There are only students. Socrates would not teach anyone anything. He would only ask them questions, and they taught themselves. There's no such thing as a missionary. If you want to convert somebody, there's no such thing as a missionary. There are only the right people at the right time that want, need, and appreciate what you have to offer. And then when they ask, you tell them, and they are converted because they convert themselves.
You know, you ought to do radio. You got a great voice.
Heck of a deal.
Back to the phones. By the way, his program is on, ladies and gentlemen. He is on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m., and that is Central Time. He can be heard on shortwave on 5.050.
And the name of the program is Fearless Radio.
Fearless Radio. I like the title. Ed in New Jersey. Thanks for holding, Ed.
Yes. Thank you, John. I want to ask a quick question. Before the 2000, I bought some meals that were ready to eat, and they were pretty good. You don't have to have water. You just open them up. The military uses them.
Right.
I want to know if they sell that.
We avoid them at all costs for a couple of reasons. About 2 years ago, we had a colonel from the Special Forces that had done 3 tours in Vietnam. One of the first questions out of his mouth was, Steve, does your co-op encourage us to channel meals ready to eat to us? And I said, no, we try and avoid them at all costs. And he said, good. And I said, there's got to be a story behind that. And what happened is because they is that they put so many digestive retardants in this stuff, yeah, and it's such high fat content.
That's what I was just going to say. He was in Vietnam, probably didn't go to the bathroom once.
Well, what they do is when they bring the big trucks in, after they've been out on long-range patrols for a couple of weeks, they bring the trucks in, they bypass the barracks and go straight to the infirmary and clean out their plumbing for 2 days so they can start functioning again.
Yeah. I will say this. I've sold MREs in the past during Y2K. We had a source on them.
Repent!
Yeah.
Repent!
But, you know, for a quick meal in the field, it's better than starvation. Nobody likes to be hungry. But from a nutritional standpoint and just health, this is something you don't really want to be eating.
Yeah, and if you recall what we said about canned goods, it's about triple bad for MREs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some of these freeze dried, and the others you have to add water and things. And to me, this is I had a year's supply of it, and I used it up. And they gave us something where you could heat it up and so forth.
Sure, sure,
sure.
Yeah. They were handy little things, but nutritional-wise, I mean, I was in the military back in the early 70s, and we were eating the sea rations left over from
World War II.
Actually, the Korean War. And some of them weren't too bad. I mean, if we were too lazy to go down to the mess hall and get their brand of slop, we'd just open up a can or two. Hey, thanks for your call, Ed. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Okay, Steve. Steve, we got to move quickly here. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Okay, Steve.
Hello, John. How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm in Falls City, Texas. I just wanted to call and you know, say I understand what the one caller earlier was talking about. You know, those of us who are kind of out in the cold here. Yeah, I'm one of those individuals, but I'm not going to be a defeatist about it. I'm planning on being at the seminar tomorrow.
Good deal.
Now I am one of these people that I talked with you. I don't know, maybe about a month or so ago. You know, due to earlier versions of me, I was not always the person that I am today. You know, I'm living a much, much cleaner life today, much closer to God.
Okay.
Okay, and I have faith that he's going to provide for me because he's done a very good job of it so far, even when I wasn't even trying to.
No, what he's going to do, he's not going to do anything for you. What he's going to do, he's going to open up your eyes. You're going to do it for yourself.
Well, and that's just it. And, yeah. And you know, I'm one of these individuals that, you know, hey, I don't have a whole lot. You know, I'm renting a place. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have my own home. I live basically paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
You know, but I am going to be working to try and, you know, build up some sort of food reserve.
You remember the old saying, today is the first day of the rest of your life?
That's it.
You'd be amazed at what I accomplished in a short eight years coming down from Michigan with absolutely nothing but personal belongings thrown in the back of a truck.
Well, you know, I've been here since April, and I got rid of most of my belongings in South Carolina just before I moved over here. I've got a few little things, and, mm-hmm. You know, I'm actually thinking that, you know, much of what I've got I really don't need. You know,
when you come down to it, I always tell my wife, always pack light, travel light. You think you need everything? You don't. Really, when it really comes down to it, the problem is, then how do I transport what I have? And then you figure out real quick what you don't need and what you do need. Hey, we're out of time, Steve. Hope to see you there tomorrow.
I'll be there.
Okay, sir. All right, here it is, folks. The event tomorrow, the Preparedness Training Seminar from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., $20 per person, advance admission, $25 for couples, at the door, $25 per person, $30 per couples. Saturday, tomorrow at Wingate Inn, 1209 North IH-35 in Round Rock, Texas. Be there. Be there. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. in about 3 weeks maximum. We'll have this all on DVD for you. Steve, thank you.
Hey, thanks, John.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
It's the same old thing out of Washington, we see. Our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans. Shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best. The gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat, while they contrive, deceive, and forget that we gave them their jobs and we can take them away. That's exactly what should be done this next election day. Every incumbent, without any exceptions, should be voted out of office to get their attention that they work for us, not the other way around. And we'll keep cleaning house till the right people are found. We're tired of the lies and their backdoor deals that line their pockets and are never revealed. So this upcoming election, let's put an end to their crap. Let's boot them all out of office and start over from scratch.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.